This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ravens have a new cornerback. His name is Chidobe Awuzie. Did I say that correctly?
Awuzie.
Awuzie. Oh, the IE is two syllables. Awuzie, drafted by the Cowboys, then played some time in Cincinnati, including playing in a Super Bowl. Had a really good year for them, their Super Bowl year. Signed a 3-year, $36 million deal with the Titans last year, and they released him after 1 year. They still owe him $7.5 million. He is signing what is reported a 1-year league minimum deal with the Ravens. This smells like a very Ravens kind of signing.
Yeah, look, he's still a young free agent. I mean, remember, Asante Samuel's the guy I've been looking at.
Yeah.
Different banged up, former really good corner, who's probably going to cost more than this. I like this kid's game a lot before he got hurt in Cincinnati. I liked him in Dallas. I liked the signing for Cincinnati. He was great first year in Cincinnati. He hasn't been the same guy since. I was surprised he did as well as he did in free agency last year. I think you can move him around a little bit if you need to. He could be insurance in the slot. He could be insurance on the boundary. I know he's a smart kid. I don't know where his health is at this point in time and how much durability is going to be a problem moving forward. But we all thought they would add a veteran corner. And this is as no to low risk as it gets.
It's the vet minimum deal. There's no risk at all. And Tennessee is still footing the bill. $7.5 million guaranteed his way. So it makes a lot of sense because this guy does have a lot of upside. But like you said, Jason, he blew out his knee in Cincinnati in 2022. He was healthy for the most part in 23, and then last year he was limited to just 8 games due to a groin injury, so you're just banking on a bounce-back year from Awuzie, but no harm, no foul if he gets hurt again.
He's a depth piece. Yes. I mean, look, now we know that sometimes injuries come in droves, and so we say he's a depth piece, and with this team, unfortunately, they lose one corner, they tend to lose three. But he's a young veteran who might still have some upside, depending on, again, the durability part of this whole equation. But I do think there's some versatility there. He understands this division. He's familiar with teams in this division. He's familiar with quarterbacks in this division. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. That you'll see a little bit of this stuff happen over the next few weeks because there's some teams that would rather go into the draft just
knowing
checking
needs,
a few more boxes so we don't feel like we push for a corner here. Let's just get, if the price is this cheap, yeah, it'd be cheaper maybe a little bit, slightly after the draft, but let's just do it now so we've got something in our back pocket. So all things being equal, we go best player available.
And I think we all expect them to take at least one
corner. They're still going to
always take corners. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll still take a corner or two. They'll still sign corners as priority free agents, but
because Jalen Armour Davis is never healthy, and TJ Tampa had a redshirt year last year. Don't really know what to expect out of him. Obviously, the arrow is pointing up on Nate Wiggins. Marlon Humphrey's coming off the best year of his career, but they need some more depth.
Yeah, I'm curious, like, assuming he can stay on the field, even though we thought Tre'Davious White gave them much more than we ever thought he would, this guy's better than Tre'Davious White at this point, isn't he? Assuming
if he can,
the field.
I mean,
if he gets on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by it. It makes sense. It's a box worth checking before the draft.
It is interesting that this guy got the money he got. It shows you how valuable corners are. What we saw with Brandon Stevens, the money he still got this offseason. Uzia getting $36 million from the Titans, coming off an injury-marred kind of season with the Bengals, still got paid.
I mean, there's a little part of me that's like, well, you know, Denard couldn't get this going in Tennessee. You know what I mean? Like, is he damaged goods?
Missed half the year.
But that's sort of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're willing to eat it as a sunk cost.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, for sure.
That's $7.5 million. Like at a position that we're just talking about is always a position in need, and where guys routinely do a little better than we thought, including Awuzie a year ago. I just wonder if there's red flag.
Sure.
Medically or something else.
But, and follow my logic here, that's a Titans team that fires the coach and GM every other year. Maybe this was a decision made above Denard's pay grade.
Sure.
Because there's so much nonsense going on down there.
You will never hear me defend that ownership.
Like every other year, the GM's gone or the coach is gone, it seems. So, like, this might have been a decision that Denard had nothing to do with.
Maybe.
Is it possible? That's all I'm saying.
It's possible.
Yeah, yeah. Like there, that's a clown show going on down there.
Yeah, I mean it's possible.
But it's a 2 GMs in 3 years.
Yes.
And in between that, they fired Vrabel.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's
correct.
Like, so yeah, it ain't good. It ain't good.
No, they're not well run.
Hey, Bill Ripken's going to join us coming up at 5 o'clock. At 4:30, we're going to talk about Grayson Rodriguez, whose injury around the elbow seems to be moving. But coming up next, we go to the Maryland Terrapins and Walt Williams. His jersey's in the rafters at the Xfinity Center. We'll get his thoughts on Derek Queen's shot and the Terps' their chances against Florida. We talk to Walt next here on The Fan.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.